Thank you for taking the time to share in Truth Infusion Ministries. Support for this radio program comes from your generous gifts and donations. You can find out more about David Markham and the Truth Infusion team at www.truthinfusion.com.
No victory has ever been won through blessing alone. Victory can only be born out of conflict. If there's not some sort of friction or some sort of conflict, there is no reason for victory to manifest itself. You see, victory is a state of having come through the conflict a winner.
The anointed preaching of the Word of God is like infusing strong medicine into a sick body. The modern-day church is sick, and what it really needs is an infusion of the truth. Hello, truth seekers. My name is Corey Callicutt, and welcome to Truth Infusion, the radio aspect of Truth Infusion Ministries. It is our prayer that in the next 30 minutes, God Himself will infuse life-giving truth into your heart. With that in mind, here's Pastor David Markham with this week's Infusion of the Truth.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials only come to make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. God bless you, truth seekers, and welcome aboard. This train is pulling out of the station, and this is Truth Infusion, the radio aspect of Truth Infusion Ministries, and I hope that you've been with us at some point in the last 5 weeks. I hope you've been with us every week for the last 5 weeks, because we've been discussing a topic that goes right along with that song, that Andre Crouch song that's on my heart right now. We've been talking about dealing with the struggle and the conflict with the necessity and the value of the wilderness. And this is a topic that touches every person, whether you're saved or not saved. We all go through patches of life, of difficulty, of struggle, and of trial. But we are specifically talking to those Christians, to all of us Christians, because at some point in your Christian walk, you're going to go through wilderness times. And it's not going to be always and just because you have let yourself get away from the Lord. I'm not talking about wilderness opportunity that comes because your life is not in line with God and His will, because you're living in sin. Now, there's wilderness that comes with a lifestyle of sin. When the child of God turns that way, you get what you got coming. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the times that we spend in the wilderness at God's very hand. I hope that you are spiritually savvy enough and scripturally savvy enough to understand that there are times when God Himself has determined that what you need more than anything right now in your life is to go through a hard time, a difficult time, a dry time, because God has specific and necessary and valuable things to unveil to your life that are only going to take place when we get into those moments. You see, let me say it differently. Living in Happy Valley all the time doesn't grow good Christians. We grow the most through struggle, through trial. And I know that we don't like that. We'd prefer it other. I'd love to just live happy and healthy and rich and pretty, but I ain't none of that stuff all the time anyways. We have moments of happiness, and we have moments of health, and I don't know that I'll ever be rich or pretty. But we grow the most through dry times, and it's true in nature also. You have drought, and everything looks like it dries up and withers away above ground. But if we could look under the ground at the root systems of plant life, you know what you'd find? It's in the dry times, it's in the times of drought that the root systems of plants grow the fastest and the greatest. The roots grow deeper when it's dry. Why? Because they're looking for moisture, for water. And when the water finally does come, and what we see on the top side of the soil springs back to life, what you have is a much more strong, sturdy, and vibrant plant because the root system has grown deeper and greater through the dry times. And that's what the wilderness time is about in a very rudimentary illustration. I hope you've been with us the last couple of weeks. I spent some time in these last two shows giving you some examples of the value of the wilderness. There's some valuable things about the hard times, guys, about those times that we go through that we look back on and we say, you know, I'd never choose to go through that again, but I can see the value of that difficult time. Hindsight is 20/20, and I am a different and a better man. I'm a better Christian. I'm a better father. I'm a better husband because we went through the struggle. There's value in the wilderness, and 2 weeks ago we discussed the fact that the wilderness is a place of transition and of change. And as uncomfortable as transition and change can be, it is necessary and it is valuable. Most of the time when a living organism stops changing, it's because it's dead. As long as there is life, there is going to be change. And God has determined example after example through the Word of God and through your life and mine. He has determined that one of the greatest places of change is in the difficult times of our lives. So, you know, if you're in the wilderness right now, I challenged you 2 weeks ago to perhaps begin to look at your life and where God has you and begin to pray, what changes are you wanting to make in me, Lord? What changes are you after? Because the sooner we give into the process and the sooner the change occurs, the sooner we might get out of the wilderness experience. I also wanted you to know, last week we talked about this in depth, that the wilderness is a place of revelation. And we said this, we made this point, the creation needs to know the Creator. We need to know our Creator, and the Creator wants the creation to know Him. And when God reveals Himself to mankind, He does it through revelation. And one of the most fantastic places where the greatest revelations of God have ever been made known to mankind has been in the wilderness. Why? Because it is in the wilderness that we become desperate to hear from God again. It's through the hard, difficult, dry, lonely times that we begin to reach out and cry out for God, speak to me. I've got to hear from you. What do you want to say to me, Lord? I've got to tell me something. Say something, anything. That's desperation, guys. There's nothing wrong with desperation. It's necessary on behalf of the child of God, because where there is desperation, there is dependence. When you become desperate, you find yourself dependent. And I want to tell you this. Maybe I should have said this last week, but maybe there's somebody that wasn't listening last week that needs to hear this right now. The world lies to us in so many ways. One of the great lies that this world has perpetrated upon us, that we buy as the church, we buy this hook, line, and sinker. The world wants us to believe and live under this motto or this creed. And here it is. Independence is a sign of maturity. The world wants you to believe that the more independent you are, the more mature you have become. That is wrong. That is a lie. Here's the truth. The more dependent upon God we become, the more mature we will become. You see, it's exactly the opposite. Maturity in the Christian life is based on your level of dependence upon God for everything that you need in your life. And the more dependent upon Him we become, the more spiritually mature we become. And I personally believe that a spiritually mature and a spiritually dependent child of God will be a desperate child of God. For you see, the more that we understand we have to have God for everything, that's dependence, the more desperate we are for God to provide everything. And there are times in our lives when we just get so caught up in ourselves that we lose desperation because we lose dependence. and the more independent I become on David, the less I hear from God and the more I hear me. And sometimes God will drop me right in the middle of a wilderness experience just to get me to a place of difficulty, of trial, of struggle, so that I realize that I've got to have you, God. I can't do this on my own. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix this. I'm not strong enough. I'm not good enough. I need you. You see, I needed God before I got to the wilderness. I had just forgotten that. But when God brings that back to the forefront, the desperation returns, and we get desperate to hear from God again. And that's why I believe that in the wilderness, the revelation comes. The knowledge of God comes. The Word of God comes. And it comes because we are desperate to hear it again. And maybe if you're in the wilderness today, God has you there because He's waiting for you to become desperate to hear from Him again. Maybe you need to stop relying on yourself and bucking the system and trying to figure out this on your own and get desperate for God again. And maybe you need to pray a prayer something like this: God, what are you wanting to reveal to me? Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. So the wilderness is a place of transition and change. The wilderness is a place of revelation, very valuable gifts from God. But finally, I want to speak on one more valuable thing we receive from the wilderness, and then we will probably use this to conclude this study on the wilderness experience for the Christian. And the last thing I want to talk about is this. The wilderness is a place of conflict and victory. The wilderness is a place of conflict and of victory. I want to make a statement, and then I want to explain what I mean by the statement. The statement is this: no victory has ever come, no victory has ever been won through blessing alone. Victory can only be born out of conflict. Now, I'm not trying to be overly spiritual when I say that. It really is just logical. It's just common sense to say it. Let me say it again, then we'll talk about it for just a second. Victory can only be born out of, can only come from conflict. If you're not fighting for something, if you're not fighting against something, if there's not some sort of friction or some sort of conflict, there is no reason for victory to manifest itself. You see, victory is a state of having come through the conflict a winner. So, that's why we don't have stories of great victory through times of great peace. Victory comes after the war. Victory comes through the battle. The great stories that we love to tell about this, our favorite athletes or our favorite sports teams. You want to get me started? Let's start talking about the Lakers and the Celtics battling it out in the 1980s. Oh, son. Now, that's when NBA basketball was NBA basketball, and those clashes of those teams were legendary, and out of those came amazing stories of conflict and of victory. I wonder, do you even recall the, I'm remembering right now, the old Wide World of Sports. You remember the Wide World of Sports used to come on television, and their theme, their motto, their saying was, "The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat." But there has to be conflict for there ever to be victory. And you see, one of the things that the wilderness experience will always bring is conflict. But the sole purpose that God places us into the wilderness is that there is some sort of victory that He has determined to win in our lives and through our lives. It's a victory that's going to mean that we have transitioned to another place in Him, that we have changed into a better, more usable tool. It's a victory that'll come through a revelation of God, of Himself to us, into our lives, a better understanding of the Christ, a better understanding of His Word, some sort of conflict. There is. We don't ever talk about wilderness if there isn't conflict. If you're out in the outdoors and you're having a great and wonderful time, you know what you're doing? You're camping. You're vacationing. We're not talking about vacation. We're talking about trial and struggle. We're talking about conflict in the dry and lonely and difficult times of life. But I want you to hear the truth, and I want you to hear the blessing in this. There's a victory coming for you. God has predetermined and pre-planned that the end result of the conflict you're struggling in right now is that you will be victorious in some way, shape, form, or fashion. He's bringing you through the wilderness time into a moment of victory. And there's a song that I recall that I'm reminded that the words are very applicable to what I'm saying. And it's a song that the Southern gospel group, the Martins, used to sing. And the words of the one verse said, "Sickness must be present for healing to take place. Lives must be broken so that they can be restored. We must stop looking at our hard times just like they are dead end roads, but avenues to prove that He is Lord. It didn't come to stay, it came to pass. The Lord will move that mountain if you'll only ask. The trials that we see today," you see, that's wilderness right there. "The trials that we see today, they won't last. No, it didn't come to stay, it came to pass." You see, God has a purpose in your wilderness. And the purposes of God in our lives is always good. It's always good. I'm reminded of a very familiar verse to many of us, Jeremiah 29:11. What does it say? "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." But you know what it does not say in that verse? It does not say, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to keep you out of any hard times. Plans to never let you struggle. Plans to never give you a headache." Doesn't say that. In fact, Jesus even told the disciples in the upper room before His crucifixion, "I tell you this, that you might have peace. In this world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I've overcome the world." You know what He's saying? You're going to have wilderness time, but don't let it get you down. In fact, when you have these trials of various kinds, count it all joy, because I've already overcome your wilderness. I've already overcome the struggle and the heartache. It's going to be okay. Just hold on. There's victory through the conflict. One of my favorite Christian commentators and writers, Warren Wiersbe, you know, I've read him where he says this over and over: "There is no crown without a cross. There is no crown without a cross." And that's speaking directly of Christ. And He lived this life perfectly. If the one that walked it and talked it perfectly went through the hardest of battles in the 40 days in the wilderness and through Calvary itself to get to the crown that He deserved, how much more so we? The wilderness is a place of conflict. Yes, come on, let's just get real. And sometimes we've got to have the wilderness experience, but we have this promise. There's a victory that's coming through your wilderness. Sickness must be present, or we'd never understand what healing was all about. Lives must come to a place of brokenness, or we'd never understand what restoration was all about. We've got to stop looking at difficult times like God fell off the throne and hit His head and He's up in heaven asleep. He's still in control even if we're struggling. He's still in control even if the waves are banging against your ship. He's still in control. Jesus said that the wise man lives in a house and the storm still comes and the winds come to beat against the house and the rain falls. But the house doesn't fall because He's planted on the rock of Christ. He goes through the same storm, but He makes it through. The storm. He makes it through the storm. We must stop looking at our hard times, the song says, like they are dead-end roads, but avenues to prove that He is Lord. Oh God, help us change the way we view the wilderness. Help us change the way that we see the struggling times. God, give us wisdom, spiritual wisdom, to be able to see these times for what they are worth, for the value that they bring. God, we are going to have to struggle to see transition and change at times in our life. We're going to have to struggle. We're going to have to go through dry times to get us to a place to hear Your voice and to receive the revelation. And God, if You don't bring us to places of conflict from time to time, we'll never understand how awesome the victory can be in Jesus' name. If the wilderness must come, so be it. So be it. Because there's value, truth seeker, in the wilderness. I wrote a few things down a little while ago as I was kind of receiving these lessons from the Lord on wilderness. And believe me, when I teach this, I'm not talking about something that I haven't experienced myself. You know, the most passionate things that I ever teach or preach about are the things that I'm dealing with in my personal life right now. And even as I'm speaking about this, you know, just here recently, going through some things that were very difficult, but Lord, you know, the Lord is amazing. And through this, even these radio teachings, He's reminding me the truth about the times that I'm going through. None of us are immune to the goodness of God when He determines that the best thing for His child is to go through some things. And we're going to do it. So I wrote a few things down as God was revealing this to me. And I want to make a few comments, just a few closing thoughts. And we're going to wrap up this show. We're going to wrap up this teaching series. Let me say this. Faith is useless if there is no test that requires us to stand on it. Once again, faith is useless if there is no test that requires us to stand on it. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 3, this is what he says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Verse 4, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Perfection and completeness and the ability to say I'm in a state where I'm lacking nothing comes from the testing of your faith. Faith is useless if there is no test that requires us to stand on our faith and see what it's worth. Here's another statement to consider and think about. Peace is pointless if there is no chaos that requires us to lean on it. Peace is pointless if there is no chaos that requires us to lean on it. You don't need peace when everything is going just great. And I know we would love for everything to go just great all the time, but how amazing is the peace that passes all understanding? Here's the bottom line, guys. We live in a difficult and a trying and a messed up world. We have an enemy that hates us and a flesh that is rebelling against the Spirit. We are in a place where chaos is coming to our doorstep, and you are going to need peace. But peace is pointless if it never comes to a place where there's chaos and it requires us. You better have a doorpost to lean on when the chaos comes and the winds of change are swirling all around you. Isn't it good to have a place of peace that we can hide in, a shelter of peace that's given to us by the Prince of Peace? Were it not for the chaos, we wouldn't understand how amazing and sweet the peace of Jesus Christ is. Okay, listen to this thought. Listen to this comment I have written down here. Grace is meaningless if there is no desperation that requires us to call upon it. Grace is meaningless if there is no desperation that requires us to call upon it. You want to give you my definition of grace? We can get really theological and we can get big wordy definitions about things, and that's okay. But let me just get real simple for you because I'm a kind of a simple guy. Here's my definition of grace. Help! Did you catch that? Can I give you my definition of grace again? I need help! Grace is the help of God flowing into your life. And we're going to come to places often, hey, every day. You know what I need the first thing in the morning when I swing my legs out from my bed and my size 14s hit the floor? I need help. I need the help of God to get me up in the morning, to get me ready, to get my thoughts organized and in the right place, to get me through the day. When I start coming in contact with other people, I need help to act and love and speak like Jesus Christ. I need grace all the time. I'm desperate for the help of God. I need you, Lord. I'm dependent upon you. I need your grace to make it through a moment of my day. Grace comes in all different kinds of shapes and flavors. 1,000 different forms of grace. Peace, joy, love, patience, wisdom, understanding, healing. They're all forms of grace. They're all forms of God's help. And you know what I know? I need it all the time, every day. Grace is meaningless if there is no desperation that requires for us to call upon it. And I need it all the time. I'm calling upon you, Lord. I need your grace. And as we close this teaching series, here's my closing and final thought. Victory is lifeless if there is no conflict that requires for us to long for it. There is victory in the hard times. There is victory through the trial. There is victory through the wilderness. God has given us victory through His Son, Jesus Christ. So let me conclude with this thought. If you find yourself in the wilderness, maybe you're there right now and you've been struggling for some time and you don't know what your next move is, can I make a recommendation? Maybe this is what you ought to do. Maybe you ought to recognize the promises God has made you and pray something like this. Lord, when can I start the victory celebration? Because I know you're good, and I know you've got my best intentions in mind, and I know all the promises you've made me in your word, and I know the victory is on the way. Oh, how sweet it is when the victory of Jesus Christ is manifested in your life through the wilderness experience. Necessary wilderness, genuine faith. God bless you, child of God. Keep seeking the truth.
Well, that wraps up this week's Truth Infusion with Pastor David Markham. If you missed out on any part of this week's message, or if you know of someone that would benefit from today's word of truth, simply visit us at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. On our radio ministry page, you're free to stream the program of your choice to your computer or mobile device. While you're on the website, you can find out more about Truth Infusion Ministries, get information about upcoming events that may be taking place in your area, or sign up for our free internet newsletter. Truth Infusion is a listener-supported radio program and is furnished by Truth Infusion Ministries. To send us any questions or comments, or if you'd like to make a donation by mail, write to Truth Infusion Ministries, P.O. Box 637, Redwater, Texas 75573, or email us at truthinfusion@gmail.com. I'm Corey Callicott. Thanks so much for joining us today. I encourage you to tune in next week for more solid biblical insight. And until then, keep seeking the truth.